just going to talk a bit about the development that's going on at Lansdowne Research Station. As you may be aware, the science that was being done at Rockhampton, CSIRO Rockhampton, is being moved north to Townsville. And so essentially we're setting up the capabilities that we had in Rockhampton up in Townsville. The system that I'm going to talk about is it's this system that we've been using and developing in collaboration with the ICT people within CSIRO that allows us to do real-time remote monitoring and control. So the system basically has a set of static nodes that are around the paddocks at some density. So in a paddock, for example, there would be some nodes, perhaps here and here and here. We're incorporating different types of sensors, including just cameras, visual cameras, sending information back in real time across our system. Here we have got some on-ground sensors looking at pastures that Ben is going to talk about later. Also, combining that with herd information and virtual fencing. We're combining all this information in real time and it gets sent back through the radios that are in all these devices back through the network so that in a few seconds after it happens, we can see it on our computer system. So that's the sort of system we're setting up. And we have been working towards that for some time, I guess. The opportunity that exists now at Lansdowne is to basically start from a fresh slate. And so we're going to set up the system essentially to be able to monitor the animals and the environment at Lansdowne Research Station. And using that system, the types of research that we're going to be looking at some of what I'm talking about in the rest of the presentation. So basically, we have been, or at Rockhampton, Nigel and some of the others were looking at using open path lasers to predict or to measure methane, and they'll also be setting up some open circuit calorimeters up there, using those to validate the sort of the grazing studies. And from that, we have been attempting to measure in the field the methane production from individual animals using these open path lasers. And the idea would be to be able to get that information back in sort of real time. One of the other areas that we're continuing to work in is the monitoring of animal behaviour and virtual fencing. This is just sort of some of the real-time data that we get back from our cattle just via Google Earth for this paddock. But because we have a system where information can transfer back to the port, we can get information here about the state of the collars. So this is sort of a screen that we have. If it's red, then probably something's wrong, green, everything's good, collar's doing okay, hasn't gone haywire or anything. But that also means that we are able to send new programs to any of the devices in our sensor network. So if we have a GPS collar on the cow with sensors, we can send a new program to it, or we can change the fence, etc. And we'll be continuing to work in that area. We're also going to be looking at developing this technology that sort of builds on NRIS, that focused on sort of management and utilising our behavioural algorithms that we've been developing. For example, estrus detection or welfare and that sort of stuff. We're looking at sort of a small, cheap, easy-to-use device that integrates within the wireless sensor network and provides information. And this is just the Netflix tag, obviously. And this is our latest board that's going to be capable of doing that. It's not loaded yet, but these three tracks here are the solar panels go. They will provide enough energy to keep this thing going sort of indefinitely. And this will have a radio. And be able to do contact logging and a number of other things as part of the network. And this sort of carries on to some of the work that Chris O'Neill's been doing and is going to continue to do, using proximity loggers to identify animal variation and cattle estrus behaviour, and using that to improve fertility of the animals. Just some example data there of that sort of work. I guess I've sort of already talked about this, but these two graphics just sort of show the type of system that we have, where this is just up on the screen in real time. These are a couple of snapshots I took yesterday just to show the sort of data we get. This is just from a node that's a weather, a basic weather node with just temperature and humidity. The information comes back, you can view it in real time. And this one's just a bit more complicated, having great board and a number of other data well there. But the point here is that using this sensor network, we'll be able to sort of monitor the whole system, monitor the animals, monitor the environment that they're within, and hopefully understand how changes we make to those systems are reflected by the environment and or animals, I guess. Anyway, that's, I guess, a pretty quick and brief snapshot of what we're going to be doing using our sensor network technology up at Lancer.
Let's keep moving on. Sorry, Sorry. Round of applause, sorry. We might just keep moving.